écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants. Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Climate change in the 21st century. Good morning and welcome to our chronic on climate change this morning. My name is Nia and with my team I'm going to take you through the problem our society is facing today, climate change. What is climate change? Why are temperature rising, forests disappearing, ice melting and species becoming endangered? Who is talking about it more and importantly, who is acting so that our planet doesn't suffocate? Now, let me introduce my guests. We have Alexi, Karima, Asmik, Tia, and Jaden. To start with, Alexi will talk about air pollution. Hello, Alexi. What are the causes and effects of air pollution?
Hello, Nia. Air pollution is caused by greenhouse effect. Those gases are produced by factories and vehicles. Since the beginning of the 20th century, the Industrial Revolution destroyed the planet little by little.
What are those greenhouse gases and their effect on human beings?
Those gases are carbon dioxide, ozone, polluted water vapor, and nanoparticles. These gases cause numerous diseases on humans, such as cancer, obesity, diabetes, pulmonary and cardiologic diseases.
Which countries produce the most greenhouse gases?
Those countries are China and United States of America. In 2014, for example, the USA released 5.2 billion of carbon dioxide.
Thank you, Alexi. Now let's speak about the drought and ice melting with Karima. Hello, Karima. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Who is affected by drought today on Earth?
Today, 168 countries out of 197 say they are affected by desertification. Their population is affected because food is becoming increasingly scarce.
What are the different types of droughts?
There are the meteorological droughts, corresponding to a prolonged deficit of precipitation. The agricultural droughts, which is characterized by water deficit in soils. It has an impact on the development of the vegetation and therefore on humans and animals.
What are the problems caused by droughts?
Droughts boost the price of water in California. For example, there was a drought in 2018 which struck California's countryside and created huge wildfire. The acres mortality of the Amazon rainforest greatly diminishes its role as a carbon well.
What are the consequences of drought?
The main consequences of droughts are on the population. The health of children and elderly is very fragile and sensitive to high temperatures because they don't have the reflex to drink.
Thank you, Karima. Jaden, is there a link between drought that Karima just mentioned and deforestation? Hello,
yes.
Jaden.
We use forests on our planet. Why are trees being cut down? Consequences of deforestation can cause species to become endangered and then endangered species to become extinct. Deforestation can cause animals to lose their home, which will also cause a large decrease in human food and nutrients, which will also cause a decrease in human population.
Thank you, Jaden. So you just explained the hard consequence of deforestation. Tia, can you tell us about the animal on Earth that suffer from man-made pollution? Hello, Tia.
Hi, Nia. 50% animals and plant species is endangered and 48% cause climate change with global warming.
Who are these species?
Napoleon, the dolphin of the red raudre, the Bengal tiger, the Asian elephant, the gorilla, the giant panda, and the pig. Now the turtle will be disappear.
Why and what are the consequences?
Dolls, all for the living animal and plant species will be threatened with local extinction if the temperature of the planet increases by more 4 degrees. Because the human devast the earth, then living beyond dead same as us.
Thank you, Tia. Let's talk with Asmik, who is going to tell us about how some environmentalists act to save our planet. Hello, Asmik. How are you?
Hello, Nia. I'm fine. Thank you.
Asmik is going to present the organization that deals with protecting the planet. My first question is, what does WWF mean and what is it?
WWF is an organization that helps environmentalists. Pollution and protection of the environment became a public issue across the world. WWF stands for Worldwide Fund.
What is their date of creation?
WWF was created in 1961 by environmentalists who wanted to save the world wildlife. Between 1900 and 1916, factories started to develop. This is called the Industrial Revolution. Since 2007, WWF has planted billions of trees.
Can you explain what is the Earth Hour?
Earth Hour is a worldwide movement organized by WWF. Every last Saturday of March, people of the world switch off their electrical devices and turn off every light for 1 hour. It's an annual event.
What is their slogan?
Earth Hour's slogan is, I'm using my power.
What are the initiatives?
The most important initiatives are planting trees, protecting the Amazon's forest, and stop carbon dioxide emissions.
How many countries participate?
More than 162 countries and 7,000 cities participate.
What is Greenpeace?
Greenpeace is a non-government organization with offices in over 39 countries and international coordinating body in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Greenpeace was founded in 1971 by Erwin and Dorothy Scow. They have similar action as WWF.
Thank you, Asmik, for this chronic. To conclude, we are going to listen to Greta Thunberg's speech in 2018 at the UN COP24, who speaks about the responsibility of the younger generation.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done, rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past, and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses, and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
To finish this program, let's give our guest one last word. Karima.
If we do nothing to fight against pollution, then we will feel the consequence of our actions.
Asmik.
I will not use my phone for one day if everyone in France participate in Earth Hour.
Tia.
Use your power. Don't pollute, cut trees for save us and save our Earth.
Jaden.
If we don't stop deforestation, human foods will decrease greatly.
And Alexi.
If we continue to pollute the air, we will feel the effect in our lungs.
Quote from Obama. We are the first generation to feel the impact of climate change and the last one who can do something about it. Thank you for listening this chronique and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous nous écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants. Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.